I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. Modernism, Art, and Design is an exhibition at the Codner Gallery, and it's running through August the 30th. It's up now. Please welcome owner and president of Codner Gallery, Jonathan Codner, and gallery manager, Stephanie Stokes. Hi to both of you.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us, Steve.
Modernism was a, I guess, would you call it a design movement that, as I understand it, had its, I think it started a long time ago, but it really had its height, I guess, in the early part of the 1900s, I guess, up into the 70s, right?
Turn of the century, yeah. And then really evolved from there. Many great artists at the turn of the century who were considered avant-garde, Duchamp and many others pushing the envelope. Conceptual work, things like that. And now we have artists today like Jeff Koons and Warhol, you know, where they're just so popular, and even their sales have just escalated.
And Stephanie, are we talking, we're talking more about more than paintings. We're talking architecture, design, everything?
Yeah, absolutely, Steve. What's exciting about this exhibition is that it's modernism, not just in art, but also in design as well. And, you know, St. Louis actually has a wonderful modern heritage in modern art and design. And so we're kind of celebrating that all together in this exhibition. It's a great collaboration.
Something happened to me yesterday, and I hope it fits in as well with this interview as I think it's going to. It must have meant to happen. I was doing my daily walk yesterday, and I walked by in downtown Alton, and I walked by this abandoned storefront. They had miscellaneous items for sale. This happened yesterday to me. And I saw this chair in the window.
Nice, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that not modernism from the 60s?
That is modernism.
And I bought it yesterday.
Goodbye.
$20. $20. What do you think?
Well, I think, yeah, and for the listeners out there visiting different galleries, antique shops, you'll see all types of the modernist influence.
It seems to me, I read an article a few months ago in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Maybe you saw it too. And it was about, it was a profile, I think, of a couple. They bought a 1960s home. I want to say it was in Ladue or somewhere in that area. Mm-hmm. And the story was about how they're refurbishing and bringing it back, you know, respecting the 60s design. I think they're furnishing. And did you happen to see that?
I did. And we're seeing that a lot these days, is these great period modernist homes designed by architects such as Harris Armstrong and William Bernoulli. People that are buying them are deciding to refurbish them and in a period style, as opposed to tearing them down and building something new. So really excited to see that's being preserved.
It's funny how things go out of style mm-hmm. at a certain period after they're designed, and then sometimes come back. Like there was a time when nobody would want a 60s style home because mm-hmm.
that's right.
it wasn't cool mm-hmm. as it is today.
Yeah, and you know, we're finding that even some of our experienced collectors and people who have been doing this are maybe even collecting more traditional works. It's opening their eyes up and expanding their knowledge. And even the young collectors, the young mm-hmm. professionals today, are just so excited about an exhibition like this.
So how do we define modernism style? I mean, what are the elements that define it, whether it's furniture or art?
Well, I think, you know, the whole idea of modernism, I think what it stemmed from even back in the early 1900s was kind of challenging the old ways, using different techniques, different materials, really thinking outside the box. And I think you see that with modern art and in modern design. For example, in modern furniture, you might see a table of lucite or some other kind of material that would be considered non-traditional.
Mm-hmm. Saarinen, you mentioned a mm-hmm. designer. Mm-hmm. He actually designed furniture like that, did he not?
He did. As a matter of fact, in this exhibition that we have a beautiful set of table and chairs designed by Saarinen, mm-hmm. as well as Ames, Charles and Ray Ames. We have a wonderful Ames chair in the exhibition.
What kind of historical perspective can you share with us about modernism? Why it came about? Was it a reaction to something, as most things are? Or
well, you know, I think, you know, at the turn of the century there was a lot of things happening. You know, it started over in Europe. There was a lot of things happening in, you know, the Industrial Revolution, things changing. And I think these artists were reacting to the changing world. You know, art wasn't just for the elite anymore. Art was for everyone. And so a lot more bohemian kind of outlook came about.
Well, let's talk about specific things that are in your exhibition. which is modernism, art and design at the Codner Gallery. So let's begin with furniture, since we've mentioned that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we've got some great pieces. We collaborated with Mo Modern, which is a wonderful vintage design shop here in town, and we hand selected some of the best pieces from their inventory. John mentioned the wonderful Saarinen table and chairs. We also have pieces by Harry Bertoia and a great Plattner chair and ottoman. We've got pieces by Paul McCobb and some great Italian modernist chairs. We've just got a really, really great collection.
Yeah. What about architecture? Is that recognized in the show, Jonathan?
There's not much architecture other than the way these functional pieces of furniture and the artwork, how they relate to these homes and how they were designed back at in the 1920s, 1930s, into the 50s and 60s. So not necessarily focusing in on the architects themselves, but the influence that they really had on this design.
Well, and really, oh, I'm sorry. But the way the show is set up is actually very unique in itself. The way we have it set up is we've kind of created a series of interior vignettes. So you can really see how the art would have looked displayed in a home at that period. So, and in addition to the furniture, we've also brought in some really neat decorative items. We have lighting. We have just some really great art objects, art books. So really you can see what it would look like in a home.
Talk about lighting. I'm just curious about that.
Well, we have some great lighting. We have some great we have a beautiful mid-century wire lamp and a chrome very futuristic bubble lamp. Yeah, yep. I was just going to mention that.
Which is wonderful.
We have a great pair of ceramic French lamps in great primary colors, blue, red, and yellow. So just some really great pieces.
And some other objects, some ceramics designed by Picasso.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, I was a kid in the 60s, so I, you know, grew up in a home that was furnished that way. But I think part of the point you're making is that younger people are getting into it. So these are people that did not grow up in a 60s-style home like I did. But they're the ones that are into it.
It's surprisingly.
It's not
yes.
just nostalgia.
It's a renewed interest and sort of a revival of this modernist approach.
Well, I think young collectors have become very eclectic. There's all these internet sites like Pinterest and Etsy, all these kind of DIY things that have been going on. People, you know, people are appreciating the vintage, refurbishing the vintage, bringing vintage into their home and mixing it with some more modern pieces.
So when we're talking about furniture, these are things that 20 years ago people would have just gotten rid of.
It's amazing.
And now it's collectible. So I'm thinking, is it affordable? Now, the chair I bought yesterday cost me $20, which I think was a great buy. But is it getting expensive now?
Well, with some of these big name pieces, it is more expensive. But I have to say, in the context of objects and the different elements, they're very affordably priced, very reasonable.
Let's talk about some of the artists you have represented in this exhibition, and you can speak specifically of what they have. You mentioned Pablo Picasso, Salvador Dali, Alexander Calder, Roy Lichtenstein, Jasper Johns, other names that we'd recognize too.
Yves Tingley. We have a wonderful little mobile piece that works with light, solar, when it was first being used. So it dates to the 50s, 60s, and it's a little wire sculpture that spins around, and it's just amazing. Very interesting.
What do you have from Lichtenstein?
We have a very large, important screen print. It was only an edition of 50, so there's only 50 of them. It's called Modern Art 2, which is probably one of his most appealing compositions.
Alexander Calder?
Calder, we have several pieces. His abstract imagery, beautiful colors, shapes.
We've got two Andy Warhol Campbell soup cans.
No kidding.
Which are just wonderful and iconic. We've got a great Cy Twombly.
Yeah, yeah. The Warhols, fully signed from 1968. They were originally acquired from the Leo Castelli Graphic Gallery, which was his premier source for prints in the 1960s, 70s.
So, Jonathan, what led up to this exhibition? I guess this has been something you've been watching for a while in other places. Or what made you think it was time for St. Louis to take a look at this?
Well, I think it's something that's been brewing within the gallery, because not only do we deal in the 18th, 19th, and early 20th century artists, but now we've expanded into the 20th and 21st century artists, European and American. And Stephanie was a major influence in this exhibition. Her knowledge and interest and instinctual sort of taste for this for this type of thing was fantastic and pivotal in bringing this show into the gallery. So we designed, as Stephanie had mentioned, these little vignetted rooms, so to speak. And each room really takes on an atmosphere, a wonderful atmosphere, very inviting. You want to sit, you want to look, and spend time.
I want to hear a little bit more about those rooms, but Stephanie, how did it all start, your interest in this start?
Well, it's kind of been a labor of love for me. Modernism is what I personally have a passion for. It's what my husband and I collect. We purchased a mid-century ranch out in West County, and we've kind of filled it with pieces that we found in antique shops and that I've also inherited. My grandfather had some great pieces, and he was a collector. So it's really kind of something I've been running to do for a long time. And I thought, you know, seeing what's going on in the pop culture trends, kind of where that's headed with people kind of, you can see it on TV, you can see it in the magazines. Modernism is back, and you see it, you can watch a TV show, and a show will have a set design that's got an Eames chair or a Saarinen table. Mm-hmm. So I think it was a good time to do it.
What do you think how does it appeal to people? Do you think it's nostalgia? Is it just like a memory of simpler times?
Well, I think for young collectors, I think people like the simplicity of it, the clean lines, bold color. Mm-hmm. I think it appeals to where trends are going with interior design. So I think it's kind of and then there is a nostalgia to it, I think. Yeah. A lot of times people remember these pieces from being in a grandparent's home or a relative's home, and they want to mix it in with other pieces they already have.
Also pushing the eye, and there's almost a futuristic element to it,
mm-hmm.
you know, with this avant-garde feel and this new way of looking not only at the artwork, but the furniture as well, paying attention to line and form, mm-hmm. and the way one perceives that.
You say there are different rooms that you've set up. Could you be more specific, maybe?
Well, for example, we have kind of a little dinette area set up with the Saarinen table, and we chose to display with it a monumental piece by Bernard Buffet, one of the great French modernists, of the makings for mm-hmm. some sort of rabbit stew, but it's a wonderful painting. So that kind of all went together. We've got a great Herman Miller sofa set up with kind of more of a living room feel. We've got some great credenzas that we've flanked with some great pieces, some chrome and glass shelves that we've kind of styled, mixing great art objects and art books and some sculpture.
And a wall hanging, a tapestry, mm-hmm. Some wonderful things from the 50s, 60s. An artist who worked in textile by the name of Hines did this large figurative work, which we have on display. Along with that Saarinen table and chairs, we had a wonderful painting. It did sell during the show, but it was a wonderful painting by Fred Conway, a famous St. Louis artist, of our own St. Louis arch at night. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. It accented the Saarinen table and chairs perfectly.
Well, it's all at Codner Gallery. Modernism, Art, and Design is the exhibition. It is running through August the 30th, various days and times. If you'd like more information, if you go to stlpublicradio.org, to the Cityscape page, we'll have a link to the Codner Gallery website, and people can find out more about that. Well, you've been open for a while now, mm-hmm. so I'm just wondering what the reaction you've had from people when they experience this.
Well, people have been excited. I've got nothing but positive feedback so far. It's different. It's different. It's thinking outside the box, and it's the kind of this combining of the art and furniture. No one has really done that in town.
And, you know, the gallery, it's a first for the gallery, mm-hmm. so people usually expecting to see the typical things in our mm-hmm. gallery are now seeing something quite different, and it's going on for quite a while.
That's Jonathan Codner of the Codner Gallery, and we should mention your brother.
David Codner, right. Yes.
Don't want to leave him out.
No.
He's in Aruba. He's doing all right.
Oh, is he? And that's Stephanie Stokes, gallery manager, Modernism, Art and Design exhibition running through August 30th at Codner Gallery. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you
for having
Please
us.
Please visit.
I will. Coming up next week on Cityscape, and should I keep that chair?
Yes.
That's
for $20, you can't go
wrong.
Good
investment.
All right, good. Thanks. Next week on Cityscape, we're going to talk about the 2014 St. Louis Cabaret Festival, Union Avenue Opera's production of Streetcar Named Desire, and Max and Louis' production of Doug Wright's Quills. Then join Don Marsh for St. Louis on the Air when he and his guests on Monday will talk about the pros and cons of decriminalizing marijuana as well as its medical uses. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer with assistance from Erica Smith, Aaron Dorr, Amanda Hunnickfort, and Kyle Jacoby. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us next week.